What rules have your pets made in your house? It's 99.7 DJX. Obviously, your pets aren't talking to you. You're the owner of your house, sure. Your domain, your apartment, whatever.
But they're giving hints.
But they have rules because of what you've allowed to happen. Okay. Kind of like in my house, I've got four cats and I've got a dog named Dougal. My cats, Guinness, Maeve,
yes.
Fred.
All of that.
Eggs.
Yes.
So whenever we walk into the laundry area, mm-hmm. that's where we keep the cat food.
Yes.
Maeve runs in and jumps up on the washer and is like, I'm ready to be fed my wet food.
Okay.
And so that's, so when, it's almost like we have to pay the wet food tax when uh-huh. we walk into the laundry room.
Right.
We walk into the laundry room, it's the wet food tax because the cat says so. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I know that. Yeah, like I'm really. Actually, I'm just counting my blessings that I don't live in that world.
Do you?
Because wet food. Bleh.
Do your
cat food? Bleh.
Well, yeah. I mean, do your dogs have little house rules that they have made?
Well, yeah. They tell you when it's time to eat. Like it's their internal clock. They know it starts to get a bit around like 4:30. They're on high alert. Like mm-hmm. anytime you look like you might be remotely walking in the area of where the food is, they're all like, oh, is she going? 4:45, 5 o'clock. If we have not taken the stroll back to the laundry room where the food lives, they are on you. They're whining. They're pawing at you like, hey, do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just kind of look at them. Just give them a little look and then they go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you're walking, and they're spinning, they're jumping on you, they're growling, all the things. And I have to tell them, like, easy, you know you're going to get it. Hang on. They act like they might possibly go without food.
Right.
Like, are you serious right now? I'm going to feed you. Chill out.
It's funny, Swifty Kim texts us and says, house rule by her bulldog Pepper.
Yeah.
No one gets to hear anything over my snoring.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That. Yes. That is loud and in charge. For sure.
I do like that. Kay said my late lab would get cheese after taking his pills.
Yeah.
So when he saw us take our pills, mm-hmm. he herded us to the fridge for our cheese.
Okay, mine.
He's like,
it's mine now.
I have to take my pill now, too, and it's called cheese.
Yes. I'm also going to throw some shade at Poppy because Poppy has a pill. She takes a little allergy pill. Yeah. And I usually like sandwich it next to her little joint chew mm-hmm. and try to feed it to her, both of them. But sometimes she'll kick out the pill, eat the chew, and then be like, oh, you forgot this. And she's like, nope, I'm not going to eat that. Oh. I'll go eat every random thing out of the yard, including deer poo, but I'm not going to eat that pill, Mom.
Right.
I'll eat a staple off the floor, but I'm not eating that pill.
Right.
Nope. Not going to happen.
All right, what random house rule has your pet made for you?
Mm.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to, like Kim.
I'm not allowed to sit on a couch without pugs on top of me.
Right.
That is also a rule.
Right. Like Kim, you could always send a little a little video or a little voice note. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So what's one house rule your dog or cat made up without asking anyone? It's 99.7 DJX. Chet rolls in on text and says, our dog has to watch CBS Sunday Morning on Sunday mornings so she can sing along.
What?
This is...
The world!
Loves the theme to CBS Sunday Morning. It's like, don't talk. These are my stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, buddy. That's funny. Oh. Mackenzie says 8 p.m. is when they deem it is bedtime.
Oh, yes.
And if people are over, they will passive-aggressively side-eye by the bedroom door.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
it's time. What are you doing? It's time.
I don't know what you're doing in that room, but we need to be in this room.
This is where we need to be
this
right now.
This is where we need to be.
Elizabeth says, my cat, Worf.
Worf.
Has to come in every morning for pets and play with me. All three hate closed doors, but I think that's a cat thing. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Do not close the doors.
Yeah, Brittany, my cat requires good treats. Yeah. If I'm giving the dog his medicine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, hey,
me, equal time.
Hey.
Equal treats.
This is the rule.
Yes, equal treats. What are you doing?
He gets treats, I get treats.
You see how that works?
This is so good.
Sean has three dogs, two Aussies, and a Chihuahua Yorkie mix. We're not allowed to use the restroom alone.
Oh,
unless we close the door completely, even if it's slightly cracked, they will come in, check on you, and keep you company. 1,000%. 1,000%. That is my Poppy.
Wait.
Like, of our three pugs, Poppy is following me everywhere I go.
Tabitha, when he paws at you, in when you're in bed, you have to lift up the blanket so he can crawl under. He's like,
I need to snuggle too. Excuse me. Can I just get it? Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes, Andy. I must pay vegetable or fruit tax to both of them anytime I'm in the kitchen shopping any of it. My entire Google history is 99% of can a dogs eat dot dot dot.
Can a dog, is it poisonous to dogs?
Right.
I say that so many times. I'm like, hey, Alexa, can dogs eat corn?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, yes, corn is fine or whatever.
Yes, but grapes are bad, right? Grapes, raisins, those are bad, and chocolate. Can't do that.
Hannah texts in, my dog Stella has outlined that 9 p.m. is bedtime. If we don't fill it, she keeps... Oh, calm time.
It's calm time. Yes, you can fill it with the treat.
If we don't fill it, she keeps throwing it at us and gives us a death stare.
Yes, like this is the time when we do this.
That's so great.
And Dr. Aaron, yes, my friend, she requires a treat after doing the business. Yes, that's a system that we started with ours, and it's like... And they've learned to kind of work the system. Like, some of them will try to go out and then not do anything and then come in and expect a treat. I'm like, nope, you didn't earn it. You didn't earn it.
Sam, our three cats require us to kiss their foreheads when we arrive home from work. They perch on the back of the couch until they get their kisses. It's like, good morning. Hi. Here we are.
That's the cutest.
That is so great.
I'm lining up for my kisses.
That is so great.
Forehead kiss time.
That is so great. Well, like, so our cat eggs, big fat gray eggs.
Yeah.
When you are on the couch, you have to turn the blanket a certain way.
Oh.
So the fuzzy side is out.
Oh.
He requires that the fuzzy side be out and presented to him.
This is upside down. Fix it.
Yes.
Yes.
And so then he'll get on and start making his biscuits.
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So Connie says our hound dog had a rule. Any food or drink that dropped on the floor was his. And my husband could not leave his beer bottle on the floor, empty or full. Lou was on it. One time my husband on the way out the door to go to work dropped his coffee mug. I told him, go, I'll get it up before I can get a towel. Lou was on it making nom nom licking sounds, licking coffee off the floor. I laughed so hard I just let him enjoy the coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is no 5-second rule when you have an animal.
Nope,
it's like,
on it.
It's mine.
Yep,
it's mine.
They got it.
Oh, that's cute. Another person texts in, so we're not allowed to come home from running errands.
Specifically Target.
Without bringing home a toy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That gets expensive.
First thing they do, the nose is looking for his toy.
Where's my toy?
Yeah.
You guys went to the store. Where's my toy?
Right. When we when we come home from just the grocery, we typically set the plastic bags on the floor and then, you know, distribute to different cabinets and fridge and stuff like that. But we set them on the floor and our cat Maeve immediately goes, what do you have?
Me?
Yeah, and our dog is the inspector's general there and walks through and is like, okay, I'm just going to double check, make sure everything looks copacetic.
You are really brave to do that because your dog has gotten food off the counter before.
Yeah, Sicilian pizza, ate the entire thing.
Yes! So why are you tempting fate?
He
he's not going to just snatch something out of the bag.
I don't know. Becky says, must pay the ice cube tax anytime the fridge or freezer door opens. Yes. Okay. Here you go. Yes. Fine.
Samantha, I don't know how this started, but I have to wave a reassuring hello at my dog before she pees. It's embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Before the dog pees, it's gotta.
Hello.
Okay, hi. Hi. Hey, you're doing great, honey. Okay. You're doing great.
Go ahead. Oh. You can pee now.
Oh, Alexa, send a photo. If she puts her head on the sofa like so, and it's like just resting the chin on the...
Yes.
She has decided she doesn't have any more jumping energy for the day and is going to require assistance to get up.
Oh, wow. I need upsies. I need upsies.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the thing that reminds me. Poppy does the same thing. She looks at you with the saddest puppy dog eyes and will put her chin on, like, my leg. And that signals to me, Sissy has the bone she wants.
Oh, yeah.
And Piper normally gatekeeps and just lays a paw
take care
on it.
Of this.
We're not chewing it. We're just hanging on to it. And Poppy's just like, Mom. Hello, Mom.
Take
I'm gonna
care
need
of this.
For go ahead and make her move, please. I need that in my mouth right now.
Oh my gosh. The Facebook comments too, Laura. If we go out to dinner, there must be a box brought home specifically for her. If we come in without, we might as well go right back out the door. LOL.
Turn around, leave. You forgot something. You forgot it.
Hey, where's mine?
You forgot.
Where's mine?
My leftovers.
All right, these are funny. Animals are such funny creatures.
They are, and they're so expressive.
And we
without being able to talk, like, you know exactly what they want.
Yes. Oh, I love the photos of the dog inspecting the Target bag.
Yes.
I love that.
What is in there for me?
Oh, that's great. All right, 502-795-1997, or you can see the thread that's rolling right now.
Yes. Well, and you just go and see the latest video I posted of Peaches. She brings me her Barkweiser toy.
Sure.
And she's just, anytime I'm sitting to eat, she's up there, look, Mommy, and then she both paws, just scratch, 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 scratch. I'm just like, I wonder what she wants. It's a tug game.
Shoot.
She wants a tug game every time.
All right, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.